late November, the Milky Way arches from east to west across the evening sky. And in it, there are lots of bright stars and constellations. If you face north and scan through the Milky Way, you'll see, from west to east, the northern cross of Cygnus the Swan with its bright star Deneb, then the W-shaped form of Cassiopeia's Chair, next the rather scraggly form of Perseus, the Greek hero, and just east of Perseus, the bright multicolored star Capella, in Auriga the Charioteer, a constellation shaped like a pentagon. The annual Leonid meteor shower peaks the night of the 17th to 18th. These meteors radiate from the east in the sickle of stars that outline the head of Leo the lion. Try looking between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. when the moon won't be up. But if you go out at 11, note that the sickle will be just rising then. The sickle is near Jupiter now, and Jupiter is very bright, so that'll help. Leonids tend to be bright, too, and they often leave persistent trails. But this year, the shower's intensity is predicted to be closer to a light rain than a storm. The moon can wash out meteors, but it's also useful in finding objects. If you look to the southeast about an hour before dawn on the 19th, you'll see a thin crescent moon right above Spica, the brightest star in Virgo. After new moon on the 22nd, a young crescent starts working its way up in the western sky, away from the sunset. On the evening of the 25th, the waxing crescent moon will be just to the west of Mars in the southwestern sky. The stars right next to the moon that night are the teaspoon, a companion to the teapot of Sagittarius. The teaspoon is an asterism, a group of stars, and it hangs down as if being held by a left-handed person with its ball just below the moon. In astronomy news, an array of radio telescopes in the high Atacama Desert of Chile has produced a spectacular image of a young star surrounded by rings of gas and dust that are probably forming planets. This is by far the most detailed image of planets in formation, and it may show us what the young solar system was like. But the astounding thing is, this star is at most a million years old. That suggests that planets can form a lot faster than previously thought. To see the picture, go to a news site on the web and search for the ALMA, A-L-M-A, telescope. Also, on November 12th, the European Space Agency achieved the first soft landing of a robotic probe on a comet. The probe is called PHILAE, P-H-I-L-A-E, and it was released by the Rosetta spacecraft after a 10-year, 4-billion-mile journey to the comet. The comet's just 310 million miles away, but the spacecraft had to take a rather circuitous route to get there. Its landing was eventful. PHILAE weighs 220 pounds on Earth, but the comet's weak gravity makes it as light as a paperclip. So it's no wonder that the probe bounced when the harpoons that were supposed to anchor it to the comet failed to deploy. Scientists take a great interest in comets because they're leftovers, or time capsules, from the earliest days of the solar system. If PHILAE can hang on, the data it sends back should be a big help in reconstructing that era. That's all for now, and happy star watching.